This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. Joining me in studio, as he does just about every week at this time, is Brooke Stockburger, the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, good to have you here.
Good to be here, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got kind of getting over, as you can tell in my voice, a little bit of a cold, but I think it's just about gone now.
A lot of that going around.
There is. It's been one of those times, maybe with the warmer weather, it's sort of this change in the weather that now everyone's getting sick now. So hopefully it ends really quickly, because
yes.
We want to be out and enjoying the weather, and it's kind of hard to do that with a cold. So
as soon as you get better, the weather will turn bad.
Let's be optimistic. Okay. Well, starting off this week, someone who's going to have more time to be outdoors and enjoying recreation is the fire chief for Las Cruces. You have a profile of him because he is retiring.
Yes, Travis Brown. He's going to retire here really soon, and he's only 49, but he's been with the Las Cruces Fire Department for multiple decades, and he's going to finally step down. It was a dream job for him. He'd always wanted to be a firefighter, not fireman. I get corrected whenever I say fireman. They say firemen are untrained. Firefighters fight fires. So, firefighter ever since he was a little boy, and he did it. He became a Las Cruces Department firefighter and worked his way up to battalion chief and all the way up to chief. And Mike Cook sat down and talked with him and got a real nice long story about his background and about the fire department and everything. And you know, they go on like 16,000 calls a year, the Las Cruces Fire Department. No, they're not all emergency calls.
Yeah,
that's emergency and non-emergency. And only about 3% are for actual fires.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. Yeah, so there's a lot of
car accidents, I guess, and medical calls.
Yeah, medical calls, definitely.
Yeah.
So, but it's a very interesting story, and it takes up a whole page inside on the jump. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to reading that. We also have some rare good fiscal news. So much of the New Mexico legislative session was bad news, just terrible. I mean, they actually had to cut budgets this year, as opposed to doing some additions to keep up with inflation. So it's a double whammy. And a lot of communities are suffering as well due to the lingering effects of the recession. But some good news for the city of Las Cruces that you have here.
Yeah, so far for this fiscal year, we're coming out on top. According to the city, their budget manager, Roger Coleman, the city has about a $4.2 million surplus. And the way they come up with that number is that revenue is up about $2.2 million more than they expected, and spending is down about $2 million more than they expected. So you put those together, and you got $4.2 million out there. So it's nice to have. A lot of that's come from the collection of gross receipts, taxes, a lot of the revenue. And
it's interesting, because even without the increase in the gross receipts tax, I know gross receipts tax revenue year to date has been up. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, it sure has.
It's
sure has.
been helpful for the city, and good news, I guess, to some extent, showing the fact that we're slowly coming out of the recession. Others might argue that another impact is that with the minimum wage increase, that may have helped as well, because those folks tend to spend everything they earn.
They get, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that one of the things that's hurting the state budget, the low gas prices, helped the city, because their big fleet of everything they use, you know, with gas prices being so low, that's really been a big savings to the city.
Helping a lot of us.
So they voted to sort of adjust the budget as they go with a little more coin in the pocket.
Yeah, interesting stuff, yeah. All right, moving along, you also have another story out of Las Cruces. This deals with the school board and some personnel news.
Yeah, Stan Rounds, the superintendent, they could have extended his contract, but they did not, the school board, last week. They could have, this week, I guess, technically, still. They would have had to have voided his current contract to extend it, but they voted not to void it, which is essentially saying they're not going to extend it. And they're all saying it's just no hard feelings. They're just going to go forward from here. But you sort of know there's been some things going on with the school board, as we know, with getting a letter from the state about their practices and that sort of stuff. So it's been an interesting time with the school board. We'll keep an eye on that.
And we should mention he's contracted through the next school year, so it wouldn't be until the end of June of 2017, unless, of course, he were to get another job or whatever and leave.
And I guess technically they could vote to extend it between now and then if they change their minds.
Absolutely. All right. Something to watch. All right. Moving along here, there's also news on the business side here this week. On the Las Cruces Bulletin, and your publisher talks about this in his column.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be moving down near Mesilla, and it's going to be a big change because it's a completely other side of town than we've been up on Telshore. I like being on Telshore. It's been a good location, but this place is kind of neat. It's down on Calle de Mercado near Mesilla. It's where the Cosa's Kitchen Shop used to be, if people remember that. It's right next to El Paisano Restaurant, back that way. So we're going to be probably early March we'll be moving, and we'll be doing it where we close up Friday at one location and hopefully open up Monday at the next one. So a very busy weekend going on.
I was going to say, people are going to be working the weekends, that's for sure.
I think I might be getting sick that weekend.
I hope he isn't listening right now. He better
true.
Not be sick. That
be
sounds
real.
Like a busy
but
time.
It's exciting. You know, it'd be weird to have a new place, but it'll be exciting as well just to try it out. And so people are just going to have to adjust where to look for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got a big, huge sign to remove from that building on Telshore that everyone can see from the highway.
For a long way away.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're going to have to get a crane to come in and move that. All right, moving along here in April, a very busy time for a couple of nonprofits that are doing some real big fundraisers.
Yeah, the Celebrity Waiter event, a lot of people are familiar with, raised a lot of money. I mean, it was nationally recognized, raising money for March of Dimes. But this year, Jeffrey Silva, who started that in honor of his son, Zane, Team Zane. Zane's very active, and he's 8. They've decided to branch out a little bit, and they're going to raise money for Jardín de los Niños, a very good nonprofit in our area. So their event is now happening on Saturday, April 9th. So that'll be the nice big Celebrity Waiter event everybody's familiar with. March of Dimes now seeking a new venue for raise money. Well, March of Dimes actually doesn't control the event. A team does, and they raise it for March of Dimes. And it's Team Ryder, little boy. He turns 3 pretty soon, and who was very premature. And his parents are putting this on. And it's a Western-themed gala the night before on April 8th. So we got back-to-back events for raising money for kids.
All right. Well, good luck to both those organizations. That's going to be a busy week for a lot of people. Moving along to the Life is Good in Las Cruces section and the return of a very popular event last year. In fact, I understand they're going to have a lot more space this year in the Hotel Encanto for this event.
Yeah, wrapping up just here on Saturday here really soon, but also open tomorrow from 10 to 5 at Hotel Encanto, the Spanish Market. It's $6 for one person or $2 for two to get in. And
$12 for two?
$10, I'm sorry.
Oh, 10 for $2.
I meant 10.
10 for 2, okay.
That T sound. I got a 10 for 2. 10 for 2. Yeah, I don't want to mess people up. But it's a really interesting event. There's going to be more than 45 New Mexico artists who have displays. And it's just going to be a lot of stuff going on up there. You get to walk around and see what's happening. And it's tied to the history of our area. And there's going to be a whole bunch of there's wood carvings and painting and weaving and just straw, work with straw. It's a fun event. It's a really neat event.
Yeah, a lot of really amazing artists. We are really lucky in New Mexico that we have such talented artists, and this will get a chance to see more at the Spanish Market. Well, at the Fountain Theater, this week here, we have a really special event connected to the Oscars.
Yeah, they're going to show, instead of just one movie, they're going to show the Oscar nominees for short narrative films and documentaries, not counting animated movies. So there's like 8-9 movies, short movies, that they're going to be showing. You can go down there and sit down and watch all the ones that are nominated for Academy Awards. And we have a little write-up of each one, a little brief about each one, what they're about.
Does it have an idea, the preview of this in the paper? about how much time does it take for all 8 or 9 shorts?
We don't have that.
Don't have the total time?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's really interesting. I've never heard of that done before, but I think it's a really neat idea because, of course, when you think about the Oscars, the shorts don't get the kind of attention that they often should.
And how are you going to see them otherwise?
You know,
but here somebody puts them together.
That's pretty neat. Well, the Oscars will be getting a lot of attention this year for a variety of reasons, not just the movies, but the whole diversity issue. And that's going to be very interesting to see how that's handled, especially since the host is Chris Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone is kind of waiting for that
and
wondering.
Shy, unassuming guy.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, he actually is. I met him many years ago. He's not shy, of course, his persona, in public and on the stage. But when the cameras aren't on, so to speak, he's a soft-spoken guy, surprisingly.
Very cool. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of movies, you have a movie review this week. This has been an unexpected blockbuster.
Yeah, $150 million over Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Deadpool, which is a comic book character. I'd never heard of him until...
Definitely not a Valentine's movie.
No. Well, there's a love angle to it. There's,
okay.
there's a love
okay.
interest, but it's...
Also a lot of violence.
I have seen it. It's a lot of fun. I'm not really into superhero movies myself very much. I can... Occasional Batman movie I like, but back when Christopher Nolan was doing those. But I'm not really a comic book kind of guy. But this one was kind of fun. It kind of charmed me. But it's very, 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 very rated R. So keep that in mind. Don't take the kids thinking, oh, it's a fun little Marvel movie. Zach gives it a B. He gives it a nice, big, long review in the bulletin and talks a lot about it and the history of it and everything. It's kind of fascinating.
It kind of makes you wonder if now we'll see copycats, that there'll be a lot more R-rated superhero
movies. I've already
read
that one of the upcoming X-Men type movies might be R-rated. So.
Oh, boy. Okay. We'll watch for it. Finally, in Homes and Southwest Living, you have a new series in our last 30 seconds here.
Yeah, Susie's writing up. She's going to follow a builder throughout the year as they build a house. And the different process, and start with permitting and everything, start with bare land, and then go from there. So periodically, we'll be looking for photos and stories about what they're up to. It'll be a lot of fun, I think.
So about how it all comes together.
Yeah,
I guess we'll get a little idea of the construction and the business aspect of things, too.
I can't wait to read about the inspections. That's
fun. Okay. Brooke Stockberger is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He is with us every week to start images. Brooke, thanks.